to be here. Appreciate everything that's been done for our family and Brother Chad and Sister Brittany kept us and got a nice house and just treated us excellent. And we felt so comfortable there. And appreciate Brother Dathan and Sister Shara, everybody here. A lot of you I don't know, but I know some of you. And just seem like a lot of friendly people. That helps when you don't know a lot of people. Had several people walk up to me, and I'm not shy, but it's still easier when you're not in your own territory if people walk up to you. And just appreciate the church here. And Brother Dathan's been a good influence on me. And even when I was real young, before I was getting in church, he was the first kid my age, which he's about 2.5 years older than me, but he was the first kid my age that I really seen push in like he was one of the adults. He just got in and he'd shout and get in, and it impacted me. I realized there was no reason that I couldn't either. And he was probably about 10 years old. I'd have been about 8 or 9. He's 10 or 11. And he'd get in and shout, and the Lord would move on him. And it stirred something in me. And appreciate him and your night speaker as well, Brother Devin. They've both always been a few steps ahead of me and far beyond me. And they always treat me good. Talk to me on the phone and just treat me like a friend. And that just helps, don't it? But anyway, good to be here with you guys. I'm going to read in Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2. A little bit of pressure here. Brother Dathan said he thought anybody could preach the way the Lord's moving. And I may prove him wrong. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 7. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 7. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherd. You may be seated. You know, I've never been to Glory Barn before, heard a lot about it, and always wanted to go. I had images of it, and of course, in the last few years, I've heard more about it, and I got a better idea of maybe what it was really like. But I had in my mind a picture when I heard Glory Barn. That's a unique name for a church, you know. And I had kind of a picture in my mind of what the Glory Barn must look like. And I haven't even seen yet where this church started. And but somewhere around here, I would assume, I don't know, I mean, maybe my history's off, but I'd assume there's an original Glory Barn somewhere where it all started. Probably somewhere this church had an original building that probably resembled a barn. I mean, I'm just guessing, just kind of an educated guess based on the name. I would say there was somewhere some sort of barn-like building that this church started in. And, you know, it was probably not as nice as this building. Probably not as nice as the church you guys usually have service in. Just an old barn. But somehow it got attached with the name Glory. And they became the Glory Barn. And so when you think of the original Glory Barn, you got a picture of a building there in your head of what what it used to be, at least maybe some of your older ones, what it used to be, where you guys used to go. But I'm going to try to preach tonight, today, just a few minutes, trying to hold you long, preach a little bit about the original Glory Barn. It wasn't the building you're thinking of, but it's the place we're reading about here, the original Glory Barn. Probably wasn't anything too special about that place either for a long time. You know, I know I've worked, I work as a machinist. That's what I do for a living. And there's, whether it's right or wrong, there is special attention given to some jobs and not much to other jobs, because it depends on the customer and it depends on what it's going for. And I've worked on stuff before, and I was taking my time on it trying to make it to the print. And they tell me, don't worry about the print. It's just farm equipment. Just get it close. We just get it close. There was other times we were doing something a little more precise. And I've took stuff in before that was made to the print, but it had a scratch on the surface. And they said, take it back and buff it till you get that scratch out. This is going to Pelco. That was one of customer in California that was a big-time customer, and they made security cameras. And they'd say, this is going to Pelco. That won't work. And they'd send it back, polish it, make it look better than that, because the customer mattered. And because what we were making was pretty particular. And it matters what you're making, I mean, and what it's going for. And I can just imagine that, you know, if you were the guy in charge of building this in, that the stable didn't get a whole lot of attention. I don't think the stable was the priority. I've been to a lot of motels where the lobby made you think you were in a nice motel, and then you got to the room and you found out the lobby was a little over-exaggerating how good the motel was. And a lot of times you get to the room and you think, man, with a lobby like that, I can't believe there's a room like this. But anyway, they have their focus, and a lot of times the lobby's a pretty nice place, a lot of times. And then you got the room, which hopefully is a nice place. But in this inn, I don't know if it was a fancy inn or not, but if they put a priority on their time, it wasn't on the stable. It's not where the priority was. I can imagine, you know, in those days, the electricians would have been different than the electricians nowadays. I can imagine the electricians coming in that stable and saying, how many nails do you want us to put up for the lanterns? They said, the guy, when he's coming in to take care of the animals, he could bring the lantern with him. We're not hiring an electrician for this. Focus on the inn. Put a nail in every room for those lanterns. Focus on the inn. That's what's important. I can imagine that some guy building a little trough for the animals to drink out of. And, he begins, I don't know if the trough was made out of metal or wood. You just got to imagine. But I'd say it's just some sort of box. Let's say it was made out of wood. He begins to sand it down, try to make it, you know, not too splintery. And they say, it's just going to be cows and horses drinking out of this. Don't spend too much time on it. It's just an old trough. Just get it made. Move on. This is a 5-minute job. Don't spend time on it. We're not making money for this trough. Get back to the inn. That's where the priority is. And just an old trough, just an old stable. But then Jesus was born. It became a Glory Barn. I didn't look it up today, but I imagine, I don't even know if they have a number on it. But there's no telling how many people have visited that stable and maybe never stepped foot in the inn since Jesus came. Why? Because we care about the stable. Who cares about the inn? Jesus was born in the stable. That's where Jesus was. That's where we want to see. That's where our interest is. I imagine hundreds of thousands of people have probably seen that stable. I seen a picture in the newspaper several years ago of Obama and a Catholic cardinal standing in the stable where Jesus, they believe, was born. And I don't mean to offend you, but if Obama would go to that place, there's a lot of other people that would go. Because Obama never even took a home church while he was president in D.C. I don't think Jesus was probably as high a priority for Obama as what he is for a lot of other people that's been through Bethlehem. And if Obama stopped by there's been a lot of people stop by that little stable. And I know they probably dressed it up now. It's probably a little prettier now. But back then, it wasn't dressed up. It wasn't pretty. But Jesus was there. And when the angels came down unto the shepherds, what did they say? Glory to God in the highest. What are you talking about? The glory of God's come down. You wouldn't believe where the glory's come to. You wouldn't believe where the glory has come. Into a little stable, into a little barn. You got a glory barn now, shepherds. You better get there. It's something worth seeing. It's an attraction worth going to. Why? Because Jesus is there. Every shepherd left that place and they began to tell what they had seen. Oh, you should have seen the stable. Oh, you should have seen the trough, the little cradle that they put him in. The manger that he was laying in. That's not what they were talking about. You should have seen Jesus. You should have seen the Savior has come. There's, you know, I wish, you know, we got several pastors probably sitting here today. It's so good to me when the pastor of the church gets up and they've just had an encounter with Jesus. Because they get up and you can feel the excitement. You know, it said the people, when they heard these things, they wondered at those things which were told by the shepherds. What were they telling? They were telling them about Jesus. And there's no glory but like when Jesus comes into a place. There's no glory quite like that. You know, I've been amazed since we've lived here about almost a year and a half now that we've lived in Oklahoma. And I've been amazed at how many camp meetings there are. You have to forgive me, but in California, we have four camp meetings and a youth camp. That's what we have in California. So in California, if you're not there, you're about seen as unfaithful if you don't show up to the five meetings. Because that's all we got. You better show up. But there's no way to show up to all the meetings out here. It's not possible. And we go to a bunch of them, but we don't go to all of them. Every now and then you have a week where you just can't get out. And you may love the night speaker, you may love the pastor, and you may know the people and love them. But you just don't go because you cannot go to every single meeting. But if we're not careful, I'm not trying to lecture at all. I know I'm really young, but if we're not careful, because we have so many meetings, it's just another camp meeting. I've been to a bunch of them. The preachers always get up. They try to excite the crowd a little bit. We go to lunch. That's what happens at all of them. Just another meeting. They'll preach three or four preachers, and then they'll have two or three specials. Just another camp meeting. Night speaker will get up. He'll pull for the lost one service, and the rest of the services he'll try to preach to the church. Just another meeting. I've seen it. Seen it all. It's nothing new, and that may be true until the glory comes. But I've been in just another meeting when the glory came. And that's what made the difference. When Jesus stepped in, when Jesus came by. Brother Tommy mentioned Moses and he mentioned Jesus. I was thinking, you know what Moses said in Exodus maybe 30-something. I don't remember where it was at exactly. He said, "Shew me thy glory." Moses was a good man. And what did he want? He wanted to see God's glory again. Then he talked about Jesus. I read in John chapter 12 where Jesus said, "My soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, deliver me from this hour. But for this cause I came into this hour." He said, "Father, glorify thy name." And what did God say to Jesus? It said a voice came from heaven and said, "I have both glorified it and I will again." We're not careful. We'll dismiss a lot of things, but we don't need to dismiss them. We need to be looking for the glory. It could be the same old service, the same old preacher, the same old group of people. But if we could see another visitation, I know this is simple preaching, but that's what it's in. It's in the glory of God that we need to see. It ain't in fancy preaching anyways. I don't feel too guilty about being simple here today. We need to see the glory of God again. I believe that we can. That's what made that stable such an attraction. That's what made that place such an attraction. And that's the only thing that's going to make our services worth anything. If we can just see the glory of God. We know it doesn't take much. We know it doesn't have to be anything spectacular. I believe here in Kentucky, you don't just have a glory barn. You got a glory coop somewhere. I've heard Brother David's testimony. How he got saved in a chicken coop. I believe it was a chicken coop. And there you had a glory coop around here too. You can be driving down the road and have a glory truck. There's the glory. It doesn't take much for the glory to fall. Just take somebody that's looking for it. Somebody that's seeking for it. Somebody that gets a hold of Jesus. I would like to see the glory of God. I would like to look it all over again and say, it may be the same old thing, but I believe we could see another visitation of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, let's worship the Lord this morning. God, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, we honor you, Lord. We pray.